Hello, Hunts. Welcome to another brilliant episode of Bad Vibes with me, Sami, and my friend Ross.
And I'm Ross.
Okay. We give you some really bad advice because it's cheaper than therapy and worth every cent.
And I'm Ross. I do have a question, but it's actually from me.
Okay.
I suspect that my friend has affected my TikTok algorithm. Because I'm getting nothing but cricket videos now.
I don't watch cricket videos on TikTok.
I don't believe you.
I can tell you that.
Bruh, I'm getting like...
Not
bad.
Not bad?
You rolled the R too long, but not bad. I'm getting so many videos of like Malinga.
Yeah.
And
Slinga Malinga.
Yeah, Maparu.
We released the ball over here.
Yeah, it's... What degree is that?
That's when he started... The world was like,
yeah,
how are
crazy.
You doing that?
Yeah.
How are you doing that?
Because he's not throwing.
No, he's not throwing. Yeah. Well, they try to prove that he's throwing many times.
It's the same thing with that other guy.
Which one?
My
literal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with him. You know how I know that?
Oh.
I saw that clip on TikTok. I know it's bad, but I got caught cheating through the DMs. Mm. Cheating in return, since he did it first, I'm embarrassed. Question mark?
You know what you need to do?
What?
Cheat again, but don't get caught.
The cheating thing, you know, you do it 100 times, the 101st time.
You're going to get caught. You need to download apps where another person can't read, like your main partner can't read. So download the chess app and make that. Bro, it's solid advice.
I know, but everything gets out.
When
people were hooking up through the... Eskom's a push app.
Like, you see? That got you see? No, but I'm saying like, okay, you download chess. For example, you download the chess app, right? You and this girl that you're seeing on the side now.
Yeah.
You don't playing chess.
Yeah.
But the chat feature over there, when you do play chess, it'd be like, hey, what you doing later on? I'm free from 6. My Hans doesn't know that she thinks
wow,
I'm at gym.
Wow, that's
that
a lot. I think you should talk in chess terms. Like knight to queen's bedroom or something like you know.
I want to castle you later on.
Checkmate.
Porn but spell P-O-R-N.
That's the way to, like, you have to get super sneaky with it. Also, she got caught in her DMs. Like, I feel like you shouldn't, your direct DMs, that's a good idea. The separate apps that are not known for chats. Mm. But if they're not into chess, what is another one?
Like Clash of Clans. I know I said that too quickly, but Clash of Clans.
No, I only know the ads. I didn't know there was sort of a social feature to it.
Yeah, Clash of Clans, because you're in a clan, right?
So you oh, okay,
a,
and you clash.
A clan and you're
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But you and your clan can talk, because there's a, like a chat feature.
So with,
like,
any like place chat. You can chat.
Bro, like, you know the thing is, men are evolving
yeah.
into bigger assholes.
Right? I see.
So, like, I mean, like, so like those are the type of things. So my advice is like, cheat, but don't get caught.
Look, that's but the if you everlasting do, struggle for cheaters. Like, don't get caught, right?
But I mean, like, you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned in the same problem, like, oh, he did it before me.
Yeah.
Checkmate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
Stalemate, actually, like... Mm.
So that, is that when both of you are sort of in
but
a
like,
precarious
what are you saying
situation?
That, well, you did it to me first. Okay, yeah. But I mean, someone has to take a rook at some stage where this yeah. is how the game of life is played.
Yeah. Does that even the playing field?
No, bro. Once
there's no playing field.
Bro, once you're caught like that, like, and you've got the person got the receipts and you're in the DMs.
Yeah, amateur hour.
Ha, proper amateur hour.
You see, that's when a Haison wants to be a Stranton.
Oh, yeah, you're a Haison.
I am a Haison.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I don't belong. In the strats.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I don't have the minerals.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, sometimes you can't just go into strat hondism.
No.
And just be like, yo, let me try all the moves out. You have to ease your way. That's why I give a license to strat hunds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're a strat hund and you need your
but
license.
But she obviously didn't contact.
She didn't contact
the ombudsman.
Us. Yeah, the ombudsman of the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Because I give the license out. I'm like, hey, okay, here's an 18-month period of you on the streets.
Mm.
Enjoy yourself.
Do you get, like, a like a leaflet or a booklet? Is there, are there guidelines? How does it work?
The first rule of Strandhoodism.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
Yes, that's exactly the first rule, because we all hate that movie. But the first rule of being a Strandhoed is that there are no rules.
Yeah.
Do what you must, but you need a learner's license for this.
Yes,
for
your first because there's levels of intelligence that are required.
The first thing we'll tell you is don't go through the DMs.
Yeah, classic.
MMS. Download yeah. Mixit.
Multimedia. Okay. Yo, Mixit. Mixit's
cheat on a
dead,
Google,
though.
Cheat on a Google Doc. Like, you can make the Google. Yeah. Like, oh. Who's going to, which significant other is going to take their partner's phone and go? The first app they look at would be WhatsApp, right?
WhatsApp.
The
yeah.
second app they look like, or Telegram. Maybe they look at, like, yeah. Telegram. Yeah. Maybe they look at your messages.
Yeah.
But they look at WhatsApp first, Instagram afterwards.
Yeah.
Like all the social media ones. Chess.
Yeah.
Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
Google Doc.
That is true. I feel like we're giving great advice.
I feel like I'm a bad person, but I feel like that is going to help someone cheat Look, out there. And that's your own problem.
Ombudsman of the streets, this is your job.
But that's your own problem. Mm. I'm just giving you what I
do as I say, not as I do. Mm. Checks, mate.
real talk, though. Couples therapy and...
Yeah, or even start with a conversation. Mm. That's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Talk
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
To a stranger.
Yeah. For money.
Yeah. Sorry, boss. I can't come to work today. I'm space.
Oh, they need an excuse.
What do I say? Yeah. I have one from...
What would you do?
Like, it was this okay. I did a stint of radio broadcasting. I studied it.
Tell us.
I am telling you.
Yeah. But tell us in a radio voice.
I
did a bit of a stint of radio
broadcasting. I did a bit of a stint of radio broadcasting.
Love it.
It was a short course.
For the full course, like, up next, the full course.
Justin Bieber.
What do you mean?
I had to record a demo. No, yeah, I had to record a demo. Mm-hmm. And then I had this thing of, like, I would leave every segment with, like, a little thing. And one of the things was, yeah, what you do is you call your boss. Yeah. Remember, I was younger.
Yeah.
You call your boss and you say, oh, I can't come in today. I have anal glaucoma. Yeah, and your boss is like, what is that? And it's like, I can't see my ass coming to work.
So stupid, but yet so funny.
So stupid.
You read it, that only works if they go, what is that?
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Because if they read it like, oh, I've got anal, anal what?
Look, you have two anal things. Glaucoma. If you mention anal and they're like, yeah, no, yeah, sure, yeah, no yeah, problem. Yeah, sure, no and problem. Then it's a win. Yeah. But if they ask you, what is that?
Like, I had that. So yeah. Pretty painful, stay at home.
Look, in these times, I feel like COVID is a great excuse still.
Yeah. I would set my boss up for immediate failure.
Yeah.
Like, I would test his moral boundaries. I'll test the business's moral boundaries.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, sorry, boss, not coming into work today. I'm gay. And they're like, what? What do you mean you're not coming to work because you're gay? You're homophobe?
Yeah, yeah.
You're homophobe now? You homophobic asshole? HR. Voila!
It was Pride Month like last month.
I sent two emails at the same time. I sent my I'm not coming today, my sick note. And I said, this is my response when I told him about my sexuality.
Look, that's mine. That might work.
And if it's a white dude, say you're black. Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, boss, I'm not coming in today.
You use like cultural things that they don't know about? Like, can you make up things?
Like what?
Like, oh, I've got, I can't come in today because I have to encounter my C's way or something.
Make them do the research to understand you. Yeah. Like, this guy can't come in today because he's the spear of the nation? What the hell does this mean? I don't understand that. Oh, I'm not going to get into this. This could be a deep dark hole for me.
Just any. What do you say? You use terms all the time. Oh, I've got khalas in my.
You know when Muslim, right?
So yeah.
On a Friday, you know, mosque is like our big day. It's Friday.
Today. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've never known.
So I used to do this thing with my boss. He used to ask me. I say I'm going to mosque now, and he'd be like, "Oh, what time will you be back?" I was like, I'm Muslim, Monday morning. Think I'm coming back home after coming back to work after mosque. You're mad.
No, it's, you know how much what prayer does to it, like takes out of a person. I have no more energy left.
Also, because it's mosque, then it's lunch after mosque.
Yeah,
that's 3 p.m.
Yeah, you have to find your shoes.
And to some Muslims after that, it's like, yo, throats are open.
So I think all of the above.
Yeah, actually. Great advice from us. Really,
yeah. I mean, if the tables are turned, also, I don't know what white people can throw around to be like, yeah, I got to call in my Nas or something.
I got to call him a Nas.
Yeah. I can't come in. I got to call him a Nas.
I'm sorry. I can't come in today. Why can't you come in? Oh, but I'm tired. I'll be honest with you. There's no point lying.
Yeah. There's no point lying.
I didn't wash my Black Friday shirt. It's like, I can't be seen in the office with a white t-shirt. Everybody else is wearing the Springbok jersey. They'd be like, fair.
But Friday's a good day to stay out, I think.
Yeah.
That's why we have Friendship Con on Friday.
Yeah, your employer may watch this, but.
Yeah. No, I work still.
Okay.
You know that I work still. You've witnessed it. Well, I do the editing, so. Yeah. My boyfriend doesn't like my art on his cast. What do I do?
Yeah, let's say the cast is on the arm. Let's assume there, right? Break the arm again.
Yeah, but you gotta give yourself arm. Another chance.
Like, wait, okay, cool. Okay. Let me redo it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just
we'll use the other one to play X and O's and stuff.
But I mean, what did she draw? Like, why is it bad?
I don't know. I wish she sent a photo.
I know. I wish also. Because it's like, I mean, if she wrote like, oh, he's mine, bitches, don't touch, you know, like something like that, then I get it. But if it's like a cute puppy or something, then it's like, what's happening? We have to see the art.
Yeah, we have to see the artwork. But I mean, like, I just think that it's your girlfriend drawing on it, right? Also, like, that's like high school stuff.
Yes.
That's like you, that's when, you know, when you leave the school and then everybody takes their shirts out.
Yes.
And
you write a message.
That's what you're doing. Like, I remember there was a guy at school who broke his arm. I think it was his arm. And then everybody was just drawing penises on it.
Yeah.
None of the principals knew, or none of the teachers were just like, ah, that's a penis. It goes, you know the thing with the penis, it's a long thing.
Yeah, yeah. And well, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I think, yeah, I do.
Artistically speaking, I must say, mine did not look like
I did
any
a bad
those.
Thing though once when we were at a wedding. Yeah. And
wrong time.
Oh, man. The dope was so cheap.
Okay. I want to hear more.
We got out of hand as a table.
Oh.
But we were high school friends with this guy. Ooh. So, you know, the relationship is joshing. And yeah. I said joshing. That's such a white word.
Yeah, yeah.
We're taking each other for a...
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. You weren't joshuaing anymore. You were taking each other for a...
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So, anyway, in their wedding book, I did just that.
You just drew that?
I drew penises. I wrote the word penis.
Oh, God.
I was mortified the next morning, though. And I did message and say, I am so sorry. I will write a lovely message and you can put it in there or whatever. But luckily, they were like, lol, it's okay. We laughed. It was funny. Okay. And I was like, phew.
Safe.
It's not a school cast. I mean, it's a wedding. They're probably going to look at that at their, like, 50th anniversary.
Sorry, daddy. I was reading through the messages about when you and mommy got married and Uncle Ross drew a penis.
No, several.
Several penises and said, this is a penis.
Yeah, some of them had veins as well.
Oh, he's just joshing. That's how you got your name, Josh.
But yeah, yo, I felt bad about that. That was a flashback. But coming back, what if she did the same thing? And he doesn't like my art.
Actual size.
Yeah, it just cocks him. Actual size.
I can just imagine a cock. Yeah. Arrow. Actual size. Yeah.
or like serving suggestion.
Yeah.
Listen, then I would be upset as well. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, yeah. Your only option is to break the other arm. Start again.
Start again.
Wait, do they still use plaster of Paris to do casts and stuff?
I don't know.
I have never broken a limb.
I once fake broke a leg. It's a long story, but that's how I got free World Cup tickets.
Wow, I remember that. Controversial. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They called me an ableist. They just didn't get to watch the final.
Yeah, you watched the final. Like a true disabled.
Con artist!
Yeah.
Allow me. Take me to court now.
Yeah, that was once.
I know.
Are you, will you ever do that again?
Not a chance.
What if SA?
Not a chance. No, no, no. Because now I
it's the SA final, though.
Is it a cricket World Cup?
Yes, of course. So that's what I'm talking about. South Africa's in it and they're playing like their worst rivals. Who's their worst rivals to you?
India.
South African India cricket World Cup final. Would you consider
and
doing it?
And I couldn't get a ticket to get in.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it.
Thanks for watching, Strathorns.
Follow, like, share, love.